Welcome back to another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat Podcast. I'm Lori Bransky, and of course, this is an official podcast of the New England Patriots. Today, I am joined by Lindsay Bloom. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
Now, if I do remember correctly, you told me that if you made it back on the squad in our last podcast session together, that you would do a podcast with me forever.
I did say that.
Yep.
And look, I'm back.
And you're back.
So whenever you want me, I'm your gal.
Nice, nice. So we'll be getting a lot of Lindsay time in here.
Absolutely.
Lindsay Bloom time.
Absolutely. I know, there's two Lindsays now.
Lindsay...
Barrows.
Barrows. And there's Lindsay Dahlman.
And
we
there's
had her
Lindsay
on here.
Did you?
Yeah, we did.
I lost my name this
gone.
Year. I'm now Bloom. I don't get Lindsay anymore. I'm now Bloom.
Bloom it is.
Yep.
So Bloom. Welcome.
Thank you.
I like this red jumpsuit.
The new red warm-up suits, aren't they? They're cool.
They're cute.
They're going to stand out on the sidelines.
Definitely are going to stand out. We had the blue ones last year, if you remember seeing us on the sidelines. They were just navy blue, the whole thing. And now it's just bright red.
They're
well,
bright,
not bright red.
Mr. Kraft saw them at the golf tournament and said he really liked them.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good. Very good. So today we're going to talk about how school is ending. Some of you only have days left of good old school to break for summer, which is exciting all the time, summer.
Always. That means the nice weather is upon us. No more homework.
No more homework.
Lemonade
beach days.
Mm.
We're going to talk about what you can do during the summer, and we're going to give you some jump drills. So let's start off with summertime.
You can sing much better than that.
No, I can't sing. I'll probably put the song behind that, don't worry.
I love summer. Summer is, I don't know, I think it puts you in a better mood. I think the better weather puts you in a better mood. Beach, definitely. If we can get some nice beach days in there, definitely. There's so many beaches around New England that you can go to.
Does Massachusetts have a beach bus? Because
I know
Rhode Island has a beach bus.
Really? Like the jitney for the Hamptons?
I guess.
Like that type of bus?
It's just a chartered bus. You pay like $2-3 and it's back, it's both ways. You don't have to worry about driving, somebody driving you if you don't
what
have a
beach?
License. Scarborough State Beach.
Oh.
In Rhode Island.
That would actually make it easier because parking at the beach is always such a pain.
Parking, you have to pay for parking. Gas is so expensive now. Plus, it's better for
ridiculous.
The environment.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, gas is bad.
Really bad.
So, if you're saving up for a new car, if you're saving up to take mom's car because you need to fill it with gas.
I'm going to start driving around a moped.
You can get a summer job during your days off. You can babysit. You can walk dogs.
Camp counselor. I always wanted to be a camp counselor. Now, I'm not going to lie, it doesn't pay very much.
But it's so much fun.
It's so much fun. Your job is literally to be outside doing activities. If you are an outdoors person, if you love sports, if you love kids. I mean, obviously, overnight camp, there's day camp, and they range from all ages. So it's, you can
tons
pick.
Of fun. Oh, yeah.
You can even be a counselor of someone older, like 16, 17, so it's not like dealing
right.
with little kids if you don't like that. But it's great. I've
investigate
always
that as soon as you can if you want to do that. That's a good idea.
Yeah, because they're going to start soon.
Right, as soon as school lets out. I was a quote-unquote lifeguard for a sprinkler park. They were in the cement, like sprinklers, like not just little plug-in-the-hose sprinklers, you know. It was an
entire
real deal. And I was in charge. I was a lifeguard. And I had to hand out lunches.
And what qualified you for that, Lori?
Because I'm such a cool person. And,
Did you take the the little course you have to take?
No, I didn't have to, but they just called me lifeguard.
Really?
Yeah.
So we prayed that no one actually needed an actual lifeguard.
Well, I would hope that the no puddles of water, that there would be no lifeguard needed.
Ah.
Actual swimming.
Think.
Yeah, you just run around. It's a good time. Anyways, moving right along, other things you can do during the summer is take up a hobby. Scrapbooking, we talked about it on the last podcast with Dina. You can scrapbook, you can...
Definitely, take lots of pictures during the summer.
Pictures.
I know you do.
You know I do.
I break cameras, left and right. Seriously, every time I get a camera breaks, I now have to buy a new one for China.
Oh, because you're going to China.
Because I'm going to China, and I clearly cannot go to China without a camera.
Obviously. Who's going to China?
It is myself, Megan White, Alyssa Cattle, Tanya Croto, Quinn Spencer.
Slash Kingston.
Quinn Kingston Spencer. Brianna Lee and Stacy McIntyre. I believe
nice.
That is all of us. There's 8 of us going. So,
that's
oh,
so
and I'm
fun.
Sorry, Crystal Thompson. Sorry, Crystal.
So
we're all
jealous.
We're all really excited. Yeah, that's a new trip for us.
Yeah, that's awesome. You should put me in your suitcase.
Okay.
Deal.
You know how we pack, though.
That's fine. I can put half of
myself
can
barely,
in one.
I can barely fit an extra pair of socks.
Anyways. So they'll be doing that in the summer, and if you have any vacations, make sure you take your camera there. Because as we talked, you can do tons of collages, scrapbooking, you can get into other hobbies, I don't know, anything really, take up sports.
Water sports, jet skiing, water skiing, I personally love. Even just walking along the beach, and I don't know, some people like to collect shells.
Or beach glass.
And those are always fun and a great time of the year, obviously, to do so. And work-wise, I don't know. I'm a waitress, too, so
that's a good job for the summer.
Right. And there's so many places now outside with patios.
Oh, beautiful.
That get so busy. I live in Boston, so I'm right near Newberry Street, and
nice.
It's packed all the time, the patios.
Yeah, I bet. Waitressing is, what's the good word for it?
Hard. You need to have patience.
Yeah, it's hard, but it's good payoff, and it's good hours.
Yep, it's good hours, you make good money. Yeah, definitely. And it's a good way to always walk out with cash in your pocket. You never have to wait for that pesky paycheck to come in.
And I believe you have to be 15 years old in New England before you can get your working papers, before you can get an actual job like that. But in the meantime, you can take babysitting courses.
Mm-hmm.
They have little classes, you can do that, and you can watch your neighbors, your cousins, your little siblings, whatever it is.
Take it, yeah, absolutely. And if you don't have a lot of experience, definitely take advantage of the little family members.
Oh, yeah,
definitely. If you have little nieces, nephews, a little brother, little sister, you know, get mom and dad to let you help out.
Very good. We're going to move it right along, as I always say, to the jump drills, your toe touches. Summertime is a good time to practice on things that you probably don't have time for every day. So the best part is to obviously stretch every single day.
Before and after.
Right. You want to concentrate on your prep for your toe touches. Now's a good time that, you know, you're not just nailing them. So you want to perfect your form. Your toes are pointed. Your back is straight. Your head is up. You're smiling.
Straight knees, not bent knees.
Very good. So you can sit on the floor in a straddle. And you can do leg lifts where you just lift your right leg a few times as you're in a straddle. And then you do your left. And then stand up, and it'll be a little easier for you taking some weight off because you just stretch that much more. You can also just do some high kicks, as the Patriots cheerleaders do every single practice.
Every single one.
Just practice, you know, maybe some 10 high kicks on your right leg, 10 high kicks on your left, and then go right into your toe jumps, and it'll be a lot easier. You want to do toe jumps in a row for your jump drills, so that way there you get a feel for the exhaustion and stuff like that, so when you only have one to do or two to do in a routine, they're really easy.
It also builds up momentum.
It definitely does. But it is tiring. I won't give you that much.
Oh, absolutely.
Try like 5 at a time, then move it up to 10. I want to do more than 10 at a time. You don't want to kill yourself.
No.
Not on toe touches. If you have any other good tips for some jumps or drills or anything like that, you can write in to me at today@patriots.com. Let's get to know Lindsay again. Even though we've had you a couple times here.
Yes.
What do you got good going on?
What do I have? I'm already out of school for myself. I graduated.
That's right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I forgot your graduation present. I have it at home.
You didn't have to get me anything.
Well, I did, and it's at home. I said, jeez. Yeah, you have to come back.
You can't find me.
Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? She's coming back because she's got a present. I forgot a present, so.
I know, so now she lured me back. Sneaky, that one. No, so I did. I just graduated. I'm now working a lot. I mentioned I waitress, and obviously
When does grad school start?
Grad school starts for me in September. I just registered for my courses, so that's exciting.
That is exciting.
Yeah, I'm really excited because this is the point where, like, I really get to start studying about a concentration that I want to actually do for the rest of my life. So
That's fun.
It's very exciting, yeah, and right now I'm just working, start work with the Red Sox and doing that this season. And
awesome.
Definitely.
Good times.
Yeah.
And your captain.
And I know.
How cool is that?
Oh, it's so cool.
Isn't it completely different?
Yes, it is. And I think it's still sinking in a little bit, but I absolutely love it.
Good.
I absolutely love it. So
glad. you're going to China soon, you're captain, you got all these big things going on. Any vacations in the works?
China.
China is not a vacation, honey.
No, actually, well, because of practices,
right.
We don't we don't actually get time to get away. So I was planning a little vacation because we do have that area around 4th of July off. Now we got China.
When do you leave China?
June 29th, and we come back July 7th.
Oh, no. You're going to be in China for July 4th?
I know. So you guys are going to have to blow up extra big fireworks to get us to see them over there in China.
They obviously don't celebrate July 4th over there.
No. It's not their Independence Day.
No. But maybe it's the Chinese New Year sometime soon. That could be fun.
I have no idea when the Chinese New Year is.
I have no clue.
But maybe.
But that would be awesome.
Maybe there's some event happening. I went to the Bahamas once when I was little, and it happened to be what they called Junkanoo. Which was, like, basically Mardi Gras.
That's
like,
awesome.
Well, without the beads and stuff. It was, like, all these floats and craziness. So maybe there'll be some fun
that
and exciting event in China we can use instead of 4th of July.
Yeah, that'll be really good. Well, I guess that's about it. Not too much going on right now. Thank you very much for coming down.
Thank you, Laura. So, I know, it was so good to see you. Don't come and visit anymore.
I will. I promise. I've said it a million times. I want to come for a Saturday practice, actually. Because I know those are long and...
We all love visitors on Saturday. Around 2 o'clock should be good.
So I'll probably come on a Saturday, and I'll be coming soon. Next week we have Carrie Bennett coming in.
Oh, Carrie, have you had
no,
a podcast?
No, I haven't.
Yet?
Nope. Tomorrow's. I mean, next week.
She was my She was my partner in tryouts.
Oh.
She was my other
person.
My other person.
Nice. And you both made it.
And Cattle was mine last year.
See, you have a good vibe.
Knock on wood, I hope so.
Ladies, next year, if you want to try out, make sure you're Boom's assistant.
Oh, yeah, and so my last name, BL, so anyone with the letter B, you've got a pretty good chance.
Anyways, thank you once again.
Thank you, Lori.
I hope to see you soon. Congratulations on graduating.
Thank you. Have fun
for the summer.
Thank you. You too. You plan vacation for me.
I plan to go to the beach this weekend.
Okay, yeah. You do that for me. Get extra time.
Until next time, I'll see you on the sidelines.